Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Okay, that was, of course, the Song of Moses from Exodus 15. You can turn to it if you... Of course, you've got your Bible with you, so you can turn to it. Moses knew his God. He didn't know him just in theory. He knew him in reality and practice. Saw the power of God at work in his life and in the life of the Israelites. Of course, this is commemorating the great victory of seeing the people delivered from the bondage of Egypt and led over the Red Sea into the beginning of their journey to the Promised Land. Who knows that the journey took longer than it should have done? Journey that could have been done in a couple of weeks took 40 years, and that's the fruit of disobedience and of unbelief. If they'd believed what God said, they would have entered in years before. So, what does God want to say to us through this morning before we really meet with him? I've got a Technicolor Bible. I always color my Bibles in different colors. I don't know how many Bibles I've done like this over the years, but quite a number of all kinds of versions. But I've got a color just for God, so I can pick out quickly what the Word says about God. Now, if you pick out what Moses says about the Lord himself in just that song, this is what you get. He is highly exalted. The Lord is my strength and my song. Those are two complementary things, my strength and my song, the song of worship from my heart. He is my God. Not just God, he's my God. I mean, that's what we can all affirm, isn't it? He's my God. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. The Lord once, when I was overseas, actually, in another nation, but he appeared to me one day as the mighty warrior. Very, very, it's always difficult to put these visions that God gives you into words. But he was just enormous, absolutely enormous. I mean, I was sort of little speck before him, really. And it was as if he was made of steel, something like that. I mean, it was a body. It wasn't armor or anything like that. And I could see that whatever came against him just bounced off him. You know, it wasn't a statue. He was alive and vibrant, but nothing could affect him. It didn't matter what was fired at him. It was almost as if, you know, you fire an arrow at him, it just bounced off. You shoot a bullet at him, it just bounce off. You throw a bomb at him, just bounce off. Nothing could affect him. And, I mean, he had a purpose at that time, because he said, well, I'm the mighty warrior. Let me do the worrying, not you. Yep. Or the worrying. Let me do the battle. You just trust in me and I will do the battling. Hallelujah. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Not just a little bit of supernatural activity, but majestic in power. Reigning and ruling in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. Amen. Didn't just resist him, he shattered him. And the word means there to shatter into tiny pieces. Hallelujah. So, in the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. So you're never going to oppose the Lord by disagreeing with him, are you? Are you?
No,
good, right. I could hear three of you, but not the rest. Okay, so you unleashed your burning anger. He is still the God of wrath. On the day of judgment, his wrath as well as his mercy will be exposed. Hallelujah, that he does not vent his wrath upon us, but is merciful towards us, doesn't deal with us as we deserve. Are you not thankful for that? Yes. You're allowed to say, yes, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Okay, you blew with your breath. That's the power of the Spirit, isn't it? The breath of God. And what happened? The waters came and covered the enemy. They all drowned. They all sank like stone, like lead. And this is the verse that we're going to really focus on this morning. Who is like you, majestic in holiness? Now, let's understand holiness, because in order to fulfill his reformation purposes, God needs a holy people. Now, what do a holy people look like? Well, there's two things that you've got to understand here. Let's put three things in a row for a moment. In the middle, we got holiness. And on one side of holiness is love, because God reveals his holiness in love. On the other side of the holiness is glory, majestic glory. So here you have the fact that the holiness of God, on the one hand, is love, and on the other hand is majestic glory. Now, when you meet with the Lord in his holy love, that's totally different from when you meet with him in his majestic glory. But both are aspects of his holiness. So you see here, Moses says he is majestic in holiness, awesome in glory. Here he's putting the holiness and the glory together. Sometimes the scripture puts the holiness and the love together. Sometimes the holiness and the glory together. You could say that means his love is glorious. Amen? And that's the love he's poured into our hearts so that we can reveal the glory of God in our lives. So he is majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. You stretched out your right hand. That's always a sign that God is going to stretch out with power. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. You see, there he's talking about, one moment he's talking about the holiness and the majestic glory. The next moment he's talking about the unfailing love, because they're all aspects of that holiness. So, in your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. This whole business of reformation is about becoming the people God wants us to be, so that then we are able to do what he wants us to do. So often the churches have tried to do what he wants to do without first becoming what he wants them to be. Hello? So it's not a selfish thing, or it's not an inward-looking thing, to become the people he wants us to be, because that is actually going to determine our effectiveness and our fruitfulness. So what does he want us to be? Well, he's got to have a holy people. What does that look like? A people of love? And a people of glory. Majestic holiness. Majestic holiness. Not dreamy holiness. You know, sometimes when people sort of start to, in a meeting, start to talk about holiness, you think, now we get into the sort of soft, gentle. No. His holiness isn't like that. His holiness is full of love, and he is certainly gently, has a humble and gentle heart, said Jesus. But he is the one who is majestic in glory. His holiness is majestic. You don't have to go all dreamy when you talk about or sing about or speak about or proclaim the holiness of God. He is majestic. Hallelujah. So, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance. You see, as we become the people God wants us to be, he will bring us to that place where we can live in the good of our inheritance. And what does he say? That the nations will hear and tremble. That's not bad, is it? Right, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance. The Lord will reign forever and ever. And this is the point, that we are serving the one who's in charge. God is reigning over the whole earth. Not everybody realizes it. Doesn't matter how much radical Muslims try to impose their rule. They've had it, really, because there is one who is much, much greater than them, who already is the Lord of the nations, who already rules over the nations, and who will one day come and claim the nations for himself. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, we have the great responsibility and privilege of taking the gospel to the nations. So we become the people God wants us to be in order that we can do what he wants us to do. Now, let's just talk for a moment about this word holy, a holy people. We tend to think of holiness in a very restrictive sense. You know, holiness is making sure there isn't anything impure, unholy, ungodly in our lives. And if you think of holiness in those terms, it becomes a very restrictive thing. But actually, God is not restricted. God is everywhere present. God is mighty. Mightier than the whole of the creation he has made. And his nature is to be holy. He is the holy God. His spirit is the Holy Spirit, the spirit of holiness. So holiness is an expansive thing. It's not a restrictive thing. You see, if you're walking in the holiness of God, then all those negative things are overcome. You don't have to try to protect yourself from impurity. You won't want the impure. Are you there? You won't have to just be defensive against the flesh. The flesh is overcome. Those who walk in the Spirit will deny the things of the flesh. See, this is what the Spirit says. You don't have to concentrate on the enemy. You concentrate on the Lord, and the Lord will overcome the enemy. Amen. As the Lord works in you and through you. Are you there? So, you know, God, in what he's been doing in his refining purposes in these last few days, well, since this term began, he's been dealing with some of these issues. But what he wants now, you see, is for us to rise up as a holy people, to focus on him, the holy God, to know that he is majestic in holiness. Now, if he is majestic in holiness, he rules and reigns in holiness. And you see, where he rules and reigns, the impure, the ungodly, the disobedient, the unbelief, all that stuff is overcome. See those things as the enemy. And what happens? The enemy is covered by the water. If you like, the living water of the Holy Spirit. And all those enemy things sink like stone. They sink like lead. So you're not doing a battle against this issue and that issue. Because, you know, the more you fight the flesh, the more you stir up the flesh. But no, we praise God that what Jesus did on the cross was to overcome all those things that are opposed to his purpose. So we are focusing on the victory. You see, Moses here in this great song of his, he's focusing on the victory. And what God is saying to us is don't fight a victory that has already been won. You live in the good of the victory, not of the Red Sea, but the victory of the cross. You live in the good of what he, making his holy sacrifice, did on the cross. He overcame everything that is unholy. You see, you can look at yourself and your flesh, if you're of a mind to do that, if you've got nothing better to do, and you'll come up against all kinds of yucky stuff. But you see, the yucky stuff will always be there. Why? Because Jesus says, in your flesh there dwells no good thing. So your flesh is never going to change. The flesh will always be the flesh. The flesh will always want comfort, compromise, and to oppose the real purposes of God. The flesh will always want that. Flesh is never going to change. That's why you focus on the things of the Spirit. This is why you focus on the Lord. This is why you focus on the victory that he has won. Then there's no room for the flesh. The more you focus on him, the less room there is for self. This is why Jesus said, you don't fight yourself, you deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Hallelujah. The cross speaks of sacrifice, but it also speaks of victory. Doesn't it? So we're living in the good of that victory. So when we come to worship the Lord, we're not coming and saying, oh God, I've got to work through this and work through that. No, no, no. We just focus on him. We focus on the victory. We focus on who he is, and you feel better in 5 minutes. Because actually you've got your focus off of yourself. And you know, yourself is your problem. That's why you deny that. And you take up your cross and follow after him. Are we all breathing? So this is the place of praise. You know, our praise needs to go up to another level now. As we worship the Lord, you know, we come before him. We come in. If we come into his holy presence, yes, there are times when we will be humble before him, we'll be on our faces before him, but there'll be other times when we'll be in the majestic glory. And both, you see, are aspects of his holiness. Jesus was humble and gentle of heart, but he was the mighty warrior. He was the victorious one. He was the overcoming one. He was the Lord of power and might, establishing the victory of God in people's lives one after another through the healings and the miracles. He was both those things because, you see, holiness is revealed in love, but also in glory. He is majestic in holiness. Hallelujah. So he is reigning in your life. Amen. He's not just present in your life. He's reigning in your life. And as you trust him, he undertakes for you. This is what Moses is really saying. It's God who wins the victory. It's God who does the business when we trust him. And who knows that if we trust him, he's going to do it far more effectively than if we trust ourselves. Is that not right? So we don't need a lot of teaching this morning. We just need to spend time in the victory of God. What I believe God wants us to do this morning is you might be aware of all kinds of issues that God has been confronting you with already this term. And you can think, yeah, I need to be transformed more into his likeness. This needs to change, that needs to change, boom, 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 and all this kind of thing. You can have that kind of approach. But he wants you to leave all that stuff behind this morning. Say, no, no, get your eyes off of yourself. Get your eyes off of what you see I need to do in you. Get your focus on me. Begin to worship me for the victory that I've won. And begin to thank me that all those issues have been dealt with. Now, could it be as simple as that? Well, why should it be more complicated? You see, this is the whole point. The things of God are intrinsically simple. But it's only unbelief that thinks we need something more complicated than the simple. You find that the more and more revival there is among God's people, the simpler everything is. You don't need big plans and extravagant this, that, and the other. Everything is so simple. Because when you trust God, what could be more complicated than that? I mean, it's just so simple. You just trust Him and not yourself. You trust and believe what He says, not what you think, not what the enemy says, not what others are saying. Amen? You're all very quiet this morning. I suppose it was because I was in Eric's church on Sunday, and every sentence you say there, everybody agrees with you, and there's yes, oh yeah, amen. And I was back in Africa for a morning, and it was wonderful. Hallelujah. Even to see the way they were dancing, which leaves our dancing in the shade, really. Now, not that we're comparing ourselves with others, we just want to be free to express the presence of the Lord in our lives, yes? You don't have to do it in an African way, you can do it a European way, so long as it is freedom that you're expressing. Hallelujah. If you want to do it in an African way, it's up to you, but James can do it in an African way. Perhaps he'll give you a demonstration sometime. So, we're going to focus on the fact that He is majestic in holiness, awesome in glory. Now, you see, this is the point. When that's your focus, He works wonders. When you look at yourself and try to improve yourself or think, oh, God needs to do this and this and this and this, you don't see any wonders happening. You don't see any miracles happening. But the amazing thing is that as you focus on the victory of the Lord, His holiness, His majesty, He does a most amazing wonder in you. To me, it always seems like this, that all those issues you were worrying about suddenly don't matter anymore. They don't matter because they're no longer issues. Isn't that good? You see, the one thing that many Christians don't realize is that they know Jesus has saved them from sin. He knows that Jesus saved them from death. Knows that Jesus has saved them from the power of the enemy. But what they fail to realize is that Jesus saved them from themselves. See, He has saved you from yourself. And from where I stand, that's a good thing. And I can see it needs to become revelation in more and more people. How wonderful that He saved us from ourselves. And, you know, we're all idiots because at times we get back into things of self, don't we? And then we think, oh, God. And He says, it's all right, I've saved you from yourself. Just get back to walking in the salvation that I have already won for you. You know, it isn't that God needs to deal with something in your life, right? The truth is, He's dealt with it, but you haven't realized it yet. Are you there? Once you start to say, oh, Lord, thank you that you've dealt with that. Thank you that you've already overcome that. Thank you that you did that on the cross. Thank you that the victory of the blood is mine. You're through. Lord, what do I have to do to get a smile on their face? Is this good news or is this good news? Yeah. See, good news we rejoice in, yes? Hallelujah. So let's all stand and begin to thank God. Oh, thank you, Lord, you saved me from myself. Thank you, I don't have to stand here full of self-concern about this issue and that issue. Thank you, Lord, I'm not in a self-improvement program. Thank you, I'm living in the victory that you have won for me on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you are majestic in holiness. You are awesome in glory. You're the worker of wonders. Thank you, Lord, I'm one of your wonders. I'm one of your wonders, Lord. Hallelujah. You took me to the cross. You crucified me with Christ. And now I'm one of your wonders. I'm one of your wonderful children. And I praise you and I bless you. Come on, let's really give it up for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Glory in your wonderful name. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus. Come on, really praise the Lord. The victory is yours. Hallelujah. He has given you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Come on, it's too quiet in here. It's much, much too quiet. This is the great and awesome, majestic God we're worshiping. The God of glory. The one who is awesome in glory, majestic in holiness. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pura la basa tabari alera bakala sita di sanduma. Papara sarabari alera bakala sita balanduma. Papara satabari alera bakala sita di sandu. Papari alera bakala sita di sanduma. Yes. Majestic in holiness. Awesome in glory. The worker of wonders. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is for freedom Christ has set us free. Praise you, Lord. Come on, thank him that he has set you free. Thank him that he has set you free. Praise you, Jesus. Pura la basarabari alera bakara sita di sanduma. Papara sarabari alera bakara sita di sanduma. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Poparazata paria lera bakara sita di sanduma. Hallelujah. Okay, let's just pause for a moment. Now, we know God's purpose is for us to become more and more like him, to transform us into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, not with ever-increasing quietness. Hello? Ever-increasing glory. Now, how do you become more like him? You see, you only become more like him by looking at him. The more you look at him, the more you praise him for who he is, the more like him you will become. You won't become like him by trying to go through a self-improvement program. Right? Over the Christmas period, I've been painting some portraits. And you see, when you paint a portrait, what you have to do is you have to keep looking at the one that you're portraying. Keep looking, you keep looking, you keep looking. And as you, the more you look, the more you can reproduce what you're seeing. But you've got to see in order to reproduce. Can you see that? If you don't look at the one that you're painting, and you just sort of try to do it yourself, and then you compare it with the model, there's no, you know, you see where you've gone wrong, because you've just been looking at the detail instead of looking at the person. And you see, there's a analogy here of what we can do. We can look at ourselves, we can try to adjust this and change that and alter something else, but it's by looking at him, by seeing him, by worshiping him, by focusing on him, we become more and more like him. And you see, it's not just singing to him. We do that, all right, and worship him in that way. But it's looking at the one, looking to the one that we're worshiping. See, worship is not a good work. You know, we don't worship because we should worship. But the more you see him, the more your heart is moved to worship. You see, why are the host of heaven worshiping God continuously, day and night, can't stop? Because in heaven, they're just looking at him. Everything is focused around him all the time. Everything is focused around the one who is on the throne. So there's continual worship. Amen. And some of you might think, well, how do I focus on him? I can't see him. Well, you can't see him because you don't focus on him. You see, the more you will focus on him, the more you will begin to see him. The more you will begin to understand who he is. The more your heart will be moved to worship. And the more you will be changed and transformed. Not because you're saying, oh, Lord, change me into your likeness, but because you see him as he is. And the more you see him as he is, the more like him you become. Shall we give it a go? Come on, let's lift our hearts, lift our hands, lift our heads. Focus on him. The scripture says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Well, Jesus isn't a man here on earth. Jesus is the exalted one in heaven. That's the first thing Moses said in his song. He is highly exalted. So fix your eyes, your spiritual eyes, on the one who is highly exalted and worship him. Oh, Lord, 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 I want to know you as you are. I want to see you as you are. I want that greater revelation of who you are, and I worship you, and I magnify your name. I glorify you, Lord, because you are the one who is majestic in holiness. You are awesome in glory. You're the worker of wonders, and I worship you and I praise you. Come on, speak it out. Declare it. Oh, hallelujah. Karalabasatapari eletu bakala zato bakala zanduma. Balatapari eletu bakala sita di sanduma. Balatapari eletu bakala sita di santo bakatari eletu bakala zanduma. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. I want to know you as the mighty warrior. I want to know you as the majestic king. I want to know you as the one who rules and reigns not only in my life but over the whole earth. I want to know you, Lord, as the one the one who has won the victory. Oh, hallelujah. I want to see you, Lord, as you really are. Poparazata parazata bakalazitoba. I want to get my eyes off myself. I want to keep my eyes on you. I want to fix my eyes on you, Lord Jesus. Koratapari aleto bakalazita di sanduma. Balatapari alera bakala sita di santo bakatori alera bakala sita di sanduma.
Balatoparia Lerobakala Sita di Sando Bakatoria Lerobakala Sinama. Balatoparia Lerobakala Sita di Santo Bakatoria Leroba. O Rataparia Lerobakala Sita di Sandoma. O Paparia Lerobakala Sita di Santo Bakataria Leroma. O Rataparia Lerobakala Sita di Sandoma. O Rasando Bakala Sitaria Lerobakala Sita di Sandoma. O papara sarabaria lero bakala sita di santo. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandoma kalazundoma. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Majestic in holiness. Poralaba sarabaria lero bakala sita di sandoma. O papara sarabaria lero bakala sita di sandoma. O papara sarabaria lero bakala sita di sandoma. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Paralapa sarabaria lero bakala sita di sandoma. Poralapa sarabaria lero bakala sita di sandoma. Mighty warrior, you have won the victory. Hallelujah. Poralapa sarama, hang out the banners. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. You are my banner. You are my victory. Hallelujah. Pura taparia lera bakara sita di sanduma. O paparia leto bakara sanduma. Oh, Lord, 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 you fill my heart with joy as I realize that you have done it, Lord. You have saved me from myself. You have saved me, Lord. You have saved me. You have saved me fully. Fully in every way you have saved me, and I praise you, and I bless you, and I exalt you. Porata paria leto bakala sita di sanduma. Ora sata paria leto bakala sidoba. Ora paria leto ba. Mighty, mighty warrior. Porata paria leto bakala sita di sanduma. Mighty, mighty warrior. Pora taparia leroba kara sita di sandoma. Victorious King, paparia leto bakala sita di sato bakala zaraba landoma. O paparia leroba kara sita di sando. O paparia leroba kara sita di sandoma. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, stop whispering and begin to shout your praises to the Lord. Really release yourself to God. Oh, paparia lera bakara sita di sandama. Oh, paparia lera bakara sita di sandu. Yes! Yes, 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 yes. Pura la basarabaria lera bakara sita di sandama. Oh, paparia lera bakara sita di sandama. Papara sarabaria lera bakala sita di sandoma. Papara satabaria lera bakala sita di sandoma. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, rataparia lera bakala sita ba. O paparia lera bakara sita di santo bakataria lera bakara sita di sandama. O papara sarabaria lera bakara sita di sandama. Yes, come on. Paparia lera bakara sita di sandama. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, worker of wonders. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, now, just keep your focus on the Lord. Does he in his word say that he's made you in his image, or he will make you in his image? See, he's already made you in his image. He made you to be like him. Sin marred the image of God in his people, but he has canceled out the sin by the power of his blood. Now, are you holy or unholy? See, are you righteous or unrighteous? Are you a sinner or a saint? Hallelujah. Then you worship as a holy, righteous saint who is made in the image of God. And the more you look to him, the more like him you become. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you stand with confidence before the throne of God, before the throne of grace. You enter into the Holy of Holies with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. What's the full assurance of faith? I have been made holy because Jesus Christ is my holiness. I am righteous as I stand before him because Jesus is my righteousness. Hallelujah. I have been made in the image of God. I am a saint. I am no longer the sinner that I was. I'm the saint that he has made me. And I stand with confidence before him because God is my Father. God is my Father who loves me. God is my Father who has accepted me, and his favor is upon me. His favor is upon me every day. His favor is upon me every moment of every day. If only I believe it, I will live continually in his favor every second, every minute, every hour. His favor rests upon me because I'm his holy, righteous saint, his child. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands and worship him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you have confidence before him this morning? Enter into the Holy of Holies with sincere heart and full assurance of faith. This is where you belong. You don't belong in the outer court. You belong in the Holy of Holies. You don't even belong in the holy place. You belong in the Holy of Holies. Right in the throne room of God. Right in the holy presence of God. The one who sits on the throne, majestic in holiness. Ruling and reigning over the heavens and the earth. Not just ruling over the earth, but ruling over the heavens. Ruling over his whole creation. Praise God. Oh, what a Lord. What a God. Majestic. Majestic, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, the worker of wonders. Purala bazarabaria lerabakala sita di sandama. O papara zarabaria lerabakala sita di sandama. O papara zarabaria lerabakala sita di sandama. O papara zarabaria lerabakala sita di sandama. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Purata paria leto bakala sita di sandoma. Oh, papara zarabaria leto bakala sidoma. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So come on, thank him that you are who he says you are. You are who he has made you to be. Hallelujah. The more you believe that, the more you focus on him, the more that transforming work of his Spirit takes place in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Porata parazata baria letto bacalazita ba. Boparazata baria letto bacalazita di sandama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I am holy because you are my holiness. I am righteous because you are my righteousness. I am accepted because you are my redeemer. I am your child because you have saved me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all down to what you have done, O Lord. And I believe what you have done. It's not what you will do, it's what you have done. And I'm living in the good of what you have done. You have done it all. You cried out, it is finished, because you have done it all. You have done it all. You have done it all. And I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I'm becoming the person you want me to be. And I thank you, Lord, that every day you are transforming me further into your likeness. Every day I'm making progress in your purpose for my life. Every single day, Lord. Thank you. There's going to be more of you about me, Lord. More of you in me. More of you in the things I say and in the things I do as I focus on you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Porra taparia lera bakala sita di sandaria lera bakala sita di sandama. Opa para zarabaria leto bakala sita ba. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pura la bazata baria letter bacala sita ba. Pura la bazata baria letter ba. Now the Lord just shows me that what some of us, perhaps all of us, have been doing to a certain extent is praying like Paul, you know. When he prayed with his thorn in the flesh, saying, oh Lord, take this thing away. Whatever the issue is in your life, whatever the things that you've been battling, struggling with. And, you know, through the kind of thing that God's been doing in us, these things are stirred up and brought to the surface. That's all part of the process. Now, this is the answer to the process, you see. Those things become exposed, not buried. But now God is saying, I have given you the victory over those things. See, what did he say to Paul? My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Right? And he is majestic in power in the scripture that we read. Not only majestic in holiness, but his power is majestic. Oh, by the power of your right arm. Hallelujah. Moses is saying. So praise God. He says, your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. Hallelujah. Those things that have been coming against you, they're shattered this morning. They're broken up into tiny pieces so they cannot be put back together again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to thank the Lord that, yes, in your weakness, the power of God is made perfect. So, you know, God has just shown you, it doesn't matter how much you pray about those things, you still can't resolve them. Right? Some of you might feel really a bit discouraged. Oh, been fighting something, you know, and just don't seem to get the victory. That's because you're fighting it and not applying the victory that he has already won. And he lets us do that. He lets us, like Paul, he was fighting whatever it was, this thorn in the flesh. And then he got the revelation. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Never mind your weakness. Get your eyes off your weakness. Get your eyes back on my grace. My grace is sufficient for you. Yeah. Hallelujah. My grace is sufficient for you. Concerning all those issues, they're dealt with. Begin to praise me that they're dealt with. I dealt with them on the cross. I dealt with them when I took you to the cross, when you were crucified with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those things aren't going to bug you and dog you anymore, because now your focus is going to be on Jesus. Now your focus is going to be on the majestic King. Now your focus is going to belong to the one who is awesome in glory. Hallelujah. Now your focus is on the one who works wonders, and he's working a wonder in you this morning. Just believe that. Just lift your hands and thank him for the wonder. Thank him for the miracle. Thank him for the miracle, his supernatural activity that he's working in you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I bless you. I exalt you. I glorify you. Oh, papara zarabaria letu bakala sita di sandama. Papara zarabaria letu bakala sita di sandama. Now, just one more thing as we praise in this way. You see, those things that you've been seeking to overcome, why have they persisted? Because there's something in your heart that still desires them. And how do you get the desires of your heart changed? Only by looking at Jesus. Only by focusing on him. And then you realize he's dealing with the issues because he's changing the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart become more and more for him, for his will, for his ways. Hallelujah. What I want you to do now is just say, Lord, here's my body. Living sacrifice. It's holy. And it's acceptable to you. Because you are my holiness. You are my acceptance. I'm accepted in the Beloved. So here's my body. It's yours. And I desire to do with my body what will glorify you, what will honor you, what will please you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that the more I focus on you, the more my desires will line up with your desires. My will line up with your will. My words will line up with your words. My actions will line up with your actions. I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. Come on, verbalize it. Don't just stand there silent. Verbalize it. Hallelujah. This is a time to lift your head, you know, to lift your eyes. There are times to bow down, you know, before the Lord, but there's time. He is the lifter of my head. Mm-hmm. This is what he wants to do this morning. He wants to lift your head. He wants to change your focus. Your focus is no longer on the ground. Your focus is on things above. Hallelujah. He's the lifter of your head. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Come on, let's really praise him now. Hallelujah. Your body is his. A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. Hallelujah. Oh, he's renewing your mind this morning. You're going to have a spirit of a renewed mind operating. Thank you, Jesus. Not a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a renewed mind. Hallelujah. It's one thing to believe these things and to agree with them because I'm saying them, but these things have got to be in your heart so that you're saying them when I'm not here. You're saying them when you're on your own and not just together with others. You're saying them because you believe them. Yes, I am who you say I am, Lord. I am this holy, righteous saint set apart for you. My body does belong to you. Hallelujah. It is presented to you now. Hallelujah. as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Thank you, Lord, that you are my holiness, you are my righteousness, you are my acceptance, you are my redemption, you are my wisdom from God. Thank you, Lord, you are my song, you are my salvation, you are my hope. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are my Father, you are my mighty warrior. Thank you, Lord, that you care for me. Thank you, Lord, that you lead me in your victorious procession. Thank you, Father, that I have every good thing in Christ. Thank you that you have blessed me with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Thank you that this is the truth about me. Thank you, Lord, I'm going to live in the truth about me. I'm not going to live in half-truths. I'm not going to live in partial truth. I'm going to live in the full revelation of the truth, the full revelation of your word, the full revelation of your will, the full revelation of your purpose. Thank you that I am a reformed person. I'm not just a person who needs to be reformed. I thank you for reformation in my life today. I thank you, Lord, for reformation in this meeting. I thank you for reformation that is taking place. You are reforming Christ in me this morning. And I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are forming Christ in me. You are forming Christ in me. And I bless you, Lord, the more I focus on you, the more you form Christ in me, as you say in your word. And I bless you and I praise you. Oh, come on, we need to get excited about this now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you're building my confidence this morning, that my confidence will be in you. That, Lord, when I look at myself, I lose my confidence. But when I fix my eyes on you, my confidence rises up. Faith rises up within me. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for that victory. You are majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, the worker of wonders. Thank you that you're working a wonder in me this morning. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I bless you for it, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I do not have a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of power. I have a spirit of love. I have a spirit of a renewed mind, and I praise you, Lord. I want to hear more noise. I want to hear greater praise for God. I want to hear more exuberant worship of his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's all true. It's all true for you. It's not how you feel. It's what he says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, finally this morning, he's the mighty warrior. Those things that you've been contending with, not the things about yourself, but things that seem to have come against you, problems, needs, whatever they are, thank him now that he has the victory, that he's going into battle for you. Right? You follow him. Hallelujah. If you follow Jesus, you follow the mighty warrior. He clears the way for you. Thank him for that. Thank you, Lord. You're clearing the way for me. Thank you, Jesus. You have done the battling. You have won the victory. Thank you, Lord, that nothing can come against you. Everything bounces off you. Everything that people, every negative thing that people project towards you can not have any influence whatsoever on you. All those insults, all those blasphemies just bounce off you. Hallelujah. All that opposition just bounces off you. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I bless you. I thank you, Jesus. And I am in you. I'm in the mighty warrior. Hallelujah. And the mighty warrior is in me. And I thank you, Lord, that those things that come against me are just going to bounce off me. They're just going to bounce off me. They're not going to affect me. They're not going to afflict me. They're not going to cause any disturbance or disruption in my life because I'm living in your victory. Hallelujah. I am an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer because you are the mighty warrior. And I live in you and you live in me and I praise your wonderful name. Come on, let's hear some exultant praise now. Hallelujah. Let's hear some triumph. Thank him for the victory over those particular situations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pura la basadabaria lera bakala sitri sandama. O papara sadabaria lera bakala sitri sandama. Hallelujah. Thank him that the enemy is drowned in the sea. Those things that have come against you, they're drowned in the sea. Poratabaria leto bakalasita di sanduma. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Praise your holy name. Now, in your redeeming love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. They won't tremble before a compromising people, but they will before a holy people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you lead us as your redeemed people into the inheritance that you have prepared for us. Thank you, Lord, that you do that in your unfailing love. Thank you, Lord, for that unfailing love, that constant mercy and grace in which we stand every day. And thank you for that majestic glory, that both are aspects of your holiness. And we praise your wonderful name. Thank you that we can go into this day with confidence, knowing it's going to be a good day, because we are with you. Not just you with us, but we're with you. And you are going to lead us through this day. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have a great time this evening. That in the vision meeting, people really will have vision of you, Lord. Not just vision of what you're going to do in these coming months, but vision of you, vision of your purposes, vision of that you are going to outwork, of what you're going to outwork in our lives for the glory and honor of your name. So we thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's have one last burst of praise and thanksgiving and worship.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.